Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now, ladies and gentlemen. This is the broadcast for November the 23rd in the year of our Lord, 2017. This is our one of two, and our goal always, to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide, and absolutely the brilliant checks and balances put in place by the founders. Absolutely the great solution. We reject revolution, but stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Welcome to the broadcast. Yes, indeed, it is Thanksgiving Day, and we are live on your radio. Sam Bushman in studio, Kurt Crosby on the road. Welcome to the broadcast, Kurt. Kurt's got to unmute himself now.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
And we keep up on the news even when we're live on Thanksgiving. But, you know, it's a lot lighter of a show, a lot, you know, more fun of a show. A lot of people listen to us while they're, you know, popping in the turkey, while they're working on stuffing, while they're running around setting up tables and chairs for loved ones and family and friends. And, you know, a lot of times people are focusing on the things they're most grateful for. We'll do that as the broadcast unfolds as well. Happy Thanksgiving to you from us. Many people say, Sam, why on earth would you be live on Thanksgiving Day? Can't you ever give it a rest? And my response is, the enemies of liberty never rest. Satan never rests. Why should we? Number one. Number two, you know what? We consider you all friends and family. And therefore, we do want to spend some time with you. We think, you know what, a couple of hours out of our day in the morning while people are running around and getting ready, you know what? No problem to spend some time with you. We'd like to tell you our thoughts, our feelings. We'd like to let you become part of our celebration. And more, we think of you as family. We think of you as fellow patriots in the sacred cause of liberty. And when we promote God, family, and country 365 days a year together, hey, we want to spend a little bit of time with you. Now, we're not live on Christmas usually, because children like to open presents in the morning and these kinds of things. This year, I think Christmas, is it on a Sunday or a Monday? I'll have to check into that, though. I like Christmas on Sunday. You know, when you're a little kid, you may not be too fond of that. But when you get a little older, you kind of think, you know what? What an opportunity, what a blessing to celebrate Christ on Sunday. You go to church and you hear strong testimony, testifying of Jesus Christ. And it's really an opportunity. I guess I got patriot printing going on today in my background. Kurt's kind of taking the travel time, so I got to do the patriot printing myself in the background. anyway, but a quick recap of yesterday's show. It is still available online. We talked about it yesterday. Of course, it's free, libertyroundtable.com for archives. You can read the show notes. You can download the show. You can share it with your friends. We talked about President Donald Trump said, quote, "We don't need liberal Democrat Doug Jones in the United States Senate." And boy, is he right. We don't. And it's the closest he's come to defending Roy Moore. We don't know if Donald's going to campaign for Roy Moore. We pray he celebrates and promotes the former judge. But Donald stopped short of literally praising Roy Moore and stopped short of really defending him. He just said, hey, he denies it and we don't need Doug. Well, he's right on both counts. It isn't true, according to Roy Moore. And you know what? We don't need Doug there. That's for sure. But it's fascinating to me. Donald Trump isn't ready to defend Roy Moore, but he absolutely doubled down in defending Fox News' Bill O'Reilly back in his sexual, you know, allegation days, etc. Donald Trump lawyer retracts threat to sue the New York Times, according to Politico. Mark Levin to join Fox News. We talked about that. Congress was warned 7 years ago by its own office of how it handles sexual allegation or harassment complaints. And they say Congress was not doing enough to stop it on Capitol Hill. Well, and now they really hope that Congress will take it seriously. Well, you know, I don't understand why Donald's going to defend guys like Bill O'Reilly but not defend guys like Roy Moore? There's a whole lot more evidence against Bill O'Reilly than there ever was against Roy Moore. Now, Donald Trump even defended Roger Ailes, and there's incredible evidence against Ailes. Way more than Roy Moore. So I don't really get where Donald's coming from on that. He's right, though, and I hope that he helps Roy Moore get elected. Hour two, fake ad operation, I guess used to steal from publishers, is uncovered. And we broke this down in detail. It gets quite technical. But the bottom line is that basically, I don't know that I believe the big, you know, media companies are being scandalized by these underground hackers. I think there's kind of multi-layers to this. And I think that the big media guys, the Twitter, the Facebook, the Instagrams, the YouTubes, Googles, I think they're all involved in the scandal. They're literally denying conservative folks like us our revenue. And they're also being undermined because their systems are being used by all kinds of ne'er-do-wells. They would blame it on the Russians. I would say evil people everywhere. I would not blame it on the Russians at all. There's a lot of good Russian people. Let's be very careful when we start talking about there's a lot of good Russian, Christian, moral people who aren't part of this at all. And if you say, oh, well, Sam, the Kremlin, the government's involved. Fine, but the United States government does just as much hacking and other things as other countries. So let's be careful when we point the finger there, folks. All I know is this. It's a multi-level or multi-layered reality. Dishonest, wicked people are using the internet against all kinds of people. Just like good people like us are using it for good reasons. It isn't the technology that's good or bad. It's how it's used and by whom. The FCC to eliminate net neutrality regulations. It's great news, I think. Not because I want the net to not be neutral or have neutrality or fairness, but because the government shouldn't be the center arbiter of that. So let's jettison net neutrality. Now, there's stories all across the internet today and otherwise saying, you know what? Small businesses are concerned now that they're going to get rid of net neutrality as if we're all going to get abused. Look, there's already lawsuits against that. I can't deny service to people in my store. Just go ask the Christian folks that don't want to bake cakes for the gay and lesbians, right? So if there's somebody not letting me have fair access to the internet, then I should be able to have, you know what, lawsuits. But the courts aren't very friendly when it comes to lawsuits either. I mean, Roy Moore should be able to sue over these sexual allegation lies. James Edwards should be able to sue because they lied and said he was part of the KKK, even though the courts admit that it's not true. I repeat, not true. So, you know, we got problems with the courts, but that's another topic. Nevertheless, I reject net neutrality. I don't think the government has any authority to be in the middle of the internet. Anyway, go look at your supreme law of the land, the authorizing document based on the consent of the governed. It's nowhere in there, folks. Anti-gay supporters rally for Roy Moore, worrying the gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender community. Again, this is, in my opinion, a very hateful against honest Americans a headline. The fact is, we're not anti this, anti that. Look, we're pro traditional marriage, pro time tested, God ordained traditional family. That's what we are. We're pro. Now, there's a question. Did the Food and Drug Administration announce that vaccines are causing autism? Many people are reporting this, but I don't have the facts on it yet. Some are saying it isn't true. Some are saying it's true. Time will tell. But no doubt that battle's been going on forever. There's an exclusive Alabama poll. Judge Roy Moore leads radical Democrat Doug Jones by 6 points, even after all this. Marshawn Lynch only stands for the Mexican national flag. What a disgrace on that. By the way, I don't care what flag you stand for. But when you're employed to do a job, don't make a political agenda out of it, huh? The New York Times is blatantly racist. They published an article from an op-ed piece from a law professor. What's this guy's name? Ekow Yenka, who basically says that he doesn't believe his black children should be friends with or play with white children. What kind of a racist is that guy? I say good children that are neighbors should play with each other everywhere, all the time. And people should stay away from bad people. And, you know, you ought to try to help bad people reform and become good people, too, by the way. There is an opportunity in society for change and repentance. And people can, I mean, if we're going to celebrate Thanksgiving, what if you bring your neighbors a little gift and say, hey, thanks for being our neighbors and our friends, huh? Oh, did you notice I didn't say anything about color or race? Well, the New York Times is blatantly racist. The FCC scales back broadband program for low-income families. Started out as giving people free phones and then free internet, and they're going to roll that back too. That's great news. Not because I don't want people to have a phone or the internet, but because it's not the role of government to give it. Let's let charitable organizations and private companies do it. Let it become part of their marketing campaigns. Liberty Roundtable live in seconds. We are live for Thanksgiving.
We fought, we learned, we struggled,
we won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Every day I wake up, it's almost like a battle. It's like, well, you know, I could do this today. I could go get drunk.
I don't like beer. I'm an alcoholic because I can't, you know, stop drinking because it alters my mind, but I don't like alcohol.
And I had to keep telling myself that, you know, this is okay. Everybody does this. My whole life was just a big lie.
I can't control if I do take that drink because I'm an addict and I can't.
I admit it's messed me up.
I don't have a very good memory. I have a hard time remembering things when I learn them.
I can't concentrate on one thing for more than 5 or 10 minutes. You have fun until you hit rock bottom and it's not fun anymore.
I remember sitting in assemblies about drugs and I thought, that's never going to happen to me. I'm never going to be like those kids. Here I am.
The choices that you make are choices you're going to have to live with.
A public service message from The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, I know it doesn't sound very Thanksgiving-y to go over yesterday's broadcast, but you know what? The news we cover is so important that people need to hear it. Quick focus, urgent, family tax relief in jeopardy, writes Matt Staver, libertycouncil.org. He says there's three main provisions that if we're not very careful, the Senate might gut from the tax relief efforts. Number one, the marriage tax credit. The provision eliminates the marriage penalty that has placed a burden on many couples for decades. We must insist the marriage penalty goes away. It needs to be removed completely from the tax code. Amen to that. That's something that should have been done forever ago. Second one, the expanded tax child credit. We want to expand the tax child credit to give relief to our families. The current Senate bill doubles the tax child credit. This is great news. And it extends it to working families. This is a huge component of any tax relief package. I agree with Matt Staver, Liberty Council. Third one, pro-life tax relief. We have been working behind the scenes in very important pro-life, including one measure that allows for tax savings to put into a college savings account for their unborn children. And you might say, Sam, why would that be so critical? Come on, the kids aren't even alive. Because it defines when life begins, number one. Don't be deceived on this, folks. This is critical. Anyway, if we're going to celebrate something for Thanksgiving, Kurt, we ought to celebrate this idea that we might get tax reform that provides real savings for Americans. It isn't as far as I would go. It isn't getting rid of the IRS completely. I believe the IRS is a weaponized, rogue government agency that's out of control and unconstitutional as all get out and should be shut down yesterday. But even if we don't get that done, any gain we can get towards tax relief for the American people, for the small business, for even large corporate business, which, by the way, trickle-down economics is real, is good. Anytime we can provide tax relief, it's a good thing. We need to do more of it. And you say, well, Sam, the deficit will just go up. Not if we cut spending enough, it won't. Don't play games with me. Look, economists try to make this all complicated. They make you believe you have to have a degree to do something about it. You don't. The country is as simple as running your family. There's income and outgoings. Accounts payable and accounts receivable, if you will. And I'm telling you right now, if you cut your spending as much as you cut your increase or intake, then you're going to be fine. And if you don't, you're going to have trouble. It's a simple reality, math-based fact check, if you will. Kurt, what do you think, though? I submit to you for Thanksgiving, one of the most important things we can do is really push for tax relief.
Well, I couldn't agree more, Sam. And what I see, there's so many parts to this picture, but the key thing that you said is, hey, if government acts like it's a cost to them to lower taxes, they've got the wrong idea. Because what it is the American people's money first, not a cost to government. And then you mentioned the other fact that as the American people, businesses, small businesses, large individuals, as they have more of their own money, more freedom breaks out, more economic prosperity, because the people literally do more work, that kind of thing, more people with jobs, less people getting a government check. You literally lower the costs of government. You help freedom break out more and more, and the American people are encouraged, and they do more economic activity. And thus, even if government thought, some in government act like there's a cost if they lower taxes, in the end, we've seen this time and time again, the government brings in more revenue simply because that pie, that economic pie, is a bigger pie, and that percentage adds up to more money.
Amen to that. And especially at Thanksgiving time, we ought to be thankful for the opportunity that we have. Trump may be far from perfect. He may be very controversial. We may leave that out of the Thanksgiving discussion. But what we ought to not leave out of the Thanksgiving discussion is the fact that tax relief can be a blessing for all. And rather than getting caught up on the details, let's just find a way to scale back the government size and scope and do so by reducing spending. And then as we reduce spending enough, we can come back and say, look, we don't need to take as much money out of the wallets of the good, honest American family because we don't have such a governmental burden. And I think if we do that, we'll have a lot more peace, a lot more prosperity, a lot more opportunity. All right, this is an interesting headline, Kurt. Ex-boyfriend of Roy Moore accuser is in the news, huh?
Well, yeah, Sam. It looks like he's questioning if girlfriend of his is telling the truth. And yet, I don't see very many, so many of the other stories about Roy Moore, they've got all these tag along. I'm talking about the negative stories. They've got all these, I guess you'd call them pile on stories. And yet, this one, I only found it in one place, Breitbart, and so nobody else, I guess, could find it.
And they call it an exclusive. I don't know that I like it when news organizations call it an exclusive. If the boyfriend's speaking out, even if Breitbart did dig the story up, and I commend them for doing the research on this, and I don't mind giving them the credit, but I don't know that it's an exclusive. If this boyfriend's willing to talk, everybody should be on this story saying, hey, the boyfriend doesn't even trust the girl. Now, you could say, well, it's an ex-boyfriend. Of course he's going to be negative. Yeah, but the only question that you got to ask, forget the past history between those two, the fact that it's a former boyfriend bringing up questions about the validity of the story. I don't believe her is what he says. You got to wonder, is he telling the truth? And you can't just dismiss it out of hand. Because if he's the ex-boyfriend, you wonder why. Now, I'm not saying nobody can date somebody and then move on. Is it just differences of opinion, or is there some anger or hatred there? Or is he lying, or is she lying? It brings up, without question, and this is why I say he's innocent until proven guilty. It brings up questions, without a doubt, Kurt.
Well, that's exactly right. And, you know, that side of the story is really not getting the coverage. And there's a specific reason for that, if people don't understand now. And that is Judge Roy Moore is an enemy to all that the, godless crowd are trying to promote.
Any other comments on this story?
You know, I mean, at least for me, it's just that, hey, look at the statement that we read a few days ago from the Judge Roy Moore campaign. Look at how it was carefully worded, carefully addressed all these issues. I don't even see those issues being brought up, you know, where they questioned, what about this deal where she said she called from the bedroom, there wasn't even a phone in her bedroom, you know, all these different issues, and yet do you see investigative reporting going on that way? I don't.
All right, the Moores just emailed me because I'm part of the Team Moore group, Kurt, by the way, Roy and Kayla Moore. And they say this, Happy Thanksgiving. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. That's Psalms 107:1. And then they go on and talk about how grateful they are for Thanksgiving and for us and for, you know, interesting. He says, Dear family and friends, Happy Thanksgiving from the Moores. Today we'll be spending time at home surrounded by our friends and family and thanking God for his kindness, his faithfulness, and his mercies that are renewed every morning. As you all know, we are in the thick of the toughest spiritual and political battle of our lives. And we cannot thank you enough for your constant outpouring of support and love. You have prayed for us. You have given your time and resources, your greatness, your words of encouragement, and you have stood with us through thick and thin. We wish we could personally respond to the many thousands who have reached out to us, but we cannot, to all of you, but we want to thank you from the bottom of our hearts, coupled with the strength that only God can give. Your continued support and encouragement keeps us going. There's another thing that keeps them going. We'll tell you about that too in seconds. Sam and Kurt live for Thanksgiving.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you could take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free, F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211. Or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, so if you get the Team Moore emails, Roy Moore and family thanking us for our support, telling us it's an incredible spiritual and physical battle for freedom, and he basically thanks us for our continued support and for our well-wishings, and he basically puts his faith in God, family, and country and wishes us all a happy Thanksgiving. He says there's another thing that keeps us going, and it's our love for America and for the state of Alabama. We are proud of this nation and proud of Alabama. Today, we are thankful for life, for the freedom to worship God, for our constitutional liberties, and thankful for a free market where businesses can thrive. Wow. And we're thankful for our armed forces, especially those who are serving away from their homes and families on this special day. We hope you have a wonderful Thanksgiving. As Ronald Reagan said years ago, quote, "Let us pause from our many activities to give thanks to Almighty God for our bountiful harvests and abundant freedoms. Let us call upon him for continued guidance and assistance in all of our endeavors. And let us ever be mindful of the faith and spiritual values that have made our nation great. And that alone can keep us great." And we always say, if we want to make America great again, we need to make America moral again. God bless Roy and Kayla Moore. Now, in my opinion, a lot of people email me for Thanksgiving, Kurt. I'm on a lot of lists. I'm friends with a lot of people. As a talk show host, you know, I'm tapped into a lot of groups, and they all, you know, reach out and say happy Thanksgiving or whatever, and thank you for Thanksgiving, or here's a special deal or an offer for Thanksgiving. Very few take the time to really focus on God, family, and country so directly, so succinctly, so, in my opinion, humbly, but majestically at the same time, Kurt. What are your thoughts?
I couldn't agree more. And I believe that when you understand those sentiments, you feel those words, or you hear those words from the Moore campaign, you see exactly why you've got so much opposition from the godless crowd. I mean, they see them as I don't know that they could find a bigger threat, Sam. And this, I believe this is exactly why you see this all at this time. You know, the other thing that's going on, as far as I know, there's very few, if any, other campaigns at this time. So you've got a combination, one main target, and it's not just a little target. It's not just a little enemy to the godless crowd. It's a big, big enemy, a well-known enemy, and so they're going full bore against him. And I'm looking at some of his Twitter feeds, Sam, that I think go well with this topic that you just were saying. For example, here's one. He says, and this is Judge Roy Moore's Twitter feed, says, "Tomorrow, as we gather together to give thanks to Almighty God for the virtue and abundance of this great nation, let us all strive to keep this quintessentially American tradition sacred." Now,
amen to that. Now, let me just say this. I don't believe Roy Moore is guilty. I think they are unfounded, unsubstantiated attacks on Roy Moore. I think they're bearing false witness. This is just my humble opinion to which I'm entitled. And why do I say that? Because I believe a man is innocent until proven guilty. And I see a man who has been in the public eye for 40 years without allegations like these. What has changed? I don't know. Who's making these allegations? I don't know. But let's just say for 1 second on Thanksgiving that it is true. That, you know what, when he was 30 years old or whatever, he was lonely. He was looking for a wife. He was looking for a girlfriend. He, you know what? The natural man is that, you know what? The natural man has a desire for a woman. Okay, that's innately part of who we are, right? It's up to us to bridle our passions. I get that. But let's say that Roy Moore did like girls, and he did date girls between 16 and 18, and he believed he needed to find a young wife. You know, there's been arranged marriages in society, and I'm not for those necessarily. But I'm just saying it's common in history with arranged marriages for an old man to be settled and established and look for a young wife. And then, hey, you know, there'd be a dowry given and a wife taken and an arranged marriage. And it was usually young girls that got married. You know, in modern times where we've got the feminist movement and everything else, things have changed. You got to be like 40 to get married. And then, you know, but in earlier times and in historical reality, you know, people typically married young brides. In fact, young brides is a common term that everybody knows about. Why? Because that was a desirable situation. Now, I'm not saying that Roy Moore has any right to cross any lines of touching anyone or influencing anyone against their will. Okay, I disagree with that 1,000%. And by my comments, I am not giving a pass to or endorsing any such things. However, I will say this, though. Is it possible that little grains of this are true, but not to the level that they're talking about? And or is it possible that he's changed and repented? I don't know. And I don't even bring that up to bring up those allegations. The only reason that I bring it up is on Thanksgiving of all days, as we head into the Christmas season. Do we believe people can change and repent? And the reason that I bring this up is on Thanksgiving, we're supposed to list what we're grateful for. We're supposed to think about it. I'm grateful that God has given us in his infinite wisdom and in his eternal plan of happiness. I'm grateful that he's given us the principle of repentance. Because I'll tell you right now, I'm not the same man at 50 that I was at 20. Not even close. I'm a God-fearing family man. I'm a man. I'm a one-woman man. And all I'm telling you is that, hey, I didn't think as clearly about family and things as I should have as a young kid. And so I'm not giving anybody a pass for anything, but I am saying, is there room in our society for someone to change, for someone to repent, for someone to, in my opinion, return to God? And if there is, then that's what we ought to celebrate at Thanksgiving time. And I hope and wish Bill Clinton would change and repent. And all I'm telling you is, if we want the blessings of God, if we want to make America great again, we've got to make America moral again. If we're going to make America moral again, it's time that we look at cleaning the inner vessel, that we look internally for our own lives and the lives of our family, and that we repent. Repent is not an evil or a bad thing. Repentance is a good thing. And what it means is we have the chance to be better than ourselves, to reject the natural man and put on this intentional discipleship of Jesus Christ, the Prince of Peace. And when we do that, there is forgiveness in this world. And so my comments are not even directly related to Roy Moore, although I think they should apply to everyone. And I really am thankful for repentance. If I'm thankful for many things for Thanksgiving, we can articulate them as the broadcast continues to unfold. But I'm particularly thankful for the principle of repentance, Kurt. I think it's one of the great pillars of the true gospel of Jesus Christ and one of the key ways that we can return to our God and live with him again forever. No unclean thing can enter the kingdom of God. But if we change, if we repent, if we make mistakes and stumble and fall, he has provided a way for us to get up again. And I'm eternally grateful for that serious, sacred principle. Any thoughts on that, Kurt?
Yeah, I couldn't agree more, Sam. And I don't say more and Sam just because I'm trying to talk about Judge Roy Moore, but it is an issue that, you know, repentance or change or to try to improve things. It's almost like the whole phrase, make America great again, make the world great again. Those are all parts of this picture. And when people choose, I don't care if you're Judge Roy Moore, even Mitch McConnell, even Paul Ryan, even, you know, the lowliest, low-scoring liberal Democrat in the world can change. And they can do better. And we call upon, well, everybody on this Thanksgiving Day of 2017 to look at where you are and look at what you've done and then look at what you can do and go forward and make things better.
And I'm for repentance and change. I'm not for letting somebody repent and change like really quick, though, and become a leader of others, though. I'll take an example of Newt Gingrich. You know, he was the Republican leader back in the day. He was going to go ahead and fix the country. He had a contract with America to make America great, just like Donald did. Different wording, but similar idea. He melted down and cheated on multiple women and everything else and got caught at it. Right now, I'm for him being able to change and repent, but I'm not necessarily ready for him to all of a sudden resume his political leadership. Okay, so there's a difference between forgiveness and forgetfulness. I might forgive somebody, but that doesn't mean that I'll put him in a position of trust anytime soon. This is Liberty Roundtable Live.
Ladies and gentlemen, what is the KQ? You know, the kosher question. Most Americans purchase their groceries while having no idea that almost every essential food product on the shelves is certified kosher by one of over 1,000 rabbinical agencies across the country. Indeed, the kosher question encompasses not only food and religion, but also affects our economics and politics. In an effort to promote awareness to this kosher question, developers have recently published an app for your smartphone that will not only educate users on this little-known phenomenon, but also features a database of food products that have not been kosher certified. The Kosher-tified app has prominent advertisement on TPC's homepage, or you can check out its website at kosher-tified.com. Wouldn't it be prudent to start eating in favor of your own interests? The Kosher-tified app will be your start. Download it now at kosher-tified.com. That's kosher-tified.com.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today. promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, Sam Bushman and Kirk Cosby, we're absolutely live on your radio for Thanksgiving. We consider you family, that's why. Hope you're doing absolutely fantastic. We're talking about Roy Moore. Sam and Kurt live. Happy Thanksgiving from Liberty Roundtable Live. Ex-boyfriend of Roy Moore, Roy Moore's accuser, I need to say, says he doesn't even believe her. So that's interesting. Happy Thanksgiving from the Moore family. Now, Kurt, as far as I understand, your favorite radio hits might go silent, huh?
Well, that's right.
That's kind of a bummer for Thanksgiving. Come on.
Now, what they're telling us, though, is that, hey, you know, you've got to ante up what the guys that are producing these hits, if you will, are saying that the music mafia and those guys that, you know, the normal big media guys are not giving them a fair shake. And most people are not aware that, we always thought growing up that if a radio station was playing a particular song, they certainly didn't have to pay for the privilege. In fact, they should have been compensated for putting that artist on the air so people could hear it. But we found out that, hey, that's not the way it was, right, Sam?
Yes, you know, it's amazing to me, you know, a radio station that gets popular, the guys have to put their feet on the ground and work hard all day just to keep the radio station running. And you would think that there'd be some kind of a deal where they'd be like, hey, you know what, we really want you to play our song, or this song and that song. But it's not that way. It's like we're going to fine you or make you pay to play the songs. It's kind of this big battle of finance. And it's kind of a sad deal, in my opinion. Now, people are listening why they're thankful. They say, no thanks to Donald Trump, Kurt. Do you want to respond to that kind of a headline from the Washington Post or from, I guess this one's the Huffington Post. Why would you, you know, we're listing why we're thankful, no thanks to Trump. In other words, they're highlighting the, why highlight these negatives? I don't get it.
Well, you know, it's the opposition of the whole, that kind of thing. And you see that illustrated pretty well in with a story we talked about a few days ago and that I printed up, WorldNet Daily, and I think it was Joseph Farah that basically did it. They compiled about 150 of the what they call the good things that President Trump has done since his inauguration, and that's about since the election about a year ago. And yet, here's these other people saying, the Huffington Post and elsewhere, the Washington Post, I'm sure, will chime in on it and says, hey, there's nothing to be thankful for that. It just depends on your perspective and how you look at it.
Wow. Anyway, the reason that I bring this up is I don't know that we ought to just be attacking people and no thanks to Donald Trump. Look, I did not vote for Donald Trump. He's not my pick for president. I personally publicly endorsed Daryl Cashel and Scott Bradley for president and vice president on the Constitution Party. I knew they wouldn't win, but I also knew they're men of stellar character, and I voted for them, and that's who I publicly endorsed. Nevertheless, I'm not here to attack Donald Trump or attack anybody this Thanksgiving. I'm here to say I'm grateful for all the good Donald Trump does. And you want to use the wonderful genius of America, free speech, and use my influence as an American to express concern and point out a different direction whenever I feel like the direction is not going well. It's not that I dislike or hate anybody. When Clinton promotes something and I'm against it, then I tell you. But it's not that I want to attack them as individuals. I hope Bill Clinton and I hope that all these people, Donald Trump, whatever, I hope all of them have a wonderful Thanksgiving. And I hope they reflect on their lives and take stock of their situations. And I hope they all can repent. I hope I can do the same, that I can repent and that I can come back and say, how can I follow my God with greater desire to be obedient, greater effort in my heart? How can I reach out to others and serve and bear one another's burdens with more dignity and integrity? How can I, when someone's suffering or has sorrow, have sorrow for them in my heart or, you know, with them, bear their burdens? How can I be a better disciple of Christ, a better saint? You know, what can I do more to make a difference? You know, people are talking about watching the Macy's parade. People are talking about, A, how to survive Thanksgiving and avoid religion and politics. You know, even at Christmas, Kurt, sometimes in a war, you hear stories of that lay down their weapons at least for a few hours on Christmas to celebrate Jesus Christ, even though they had big differences and even though their countries were at odds. You know, the soldiers on both sides, let's just lay it aside for our brothers. Let's just wish the other side of Merry Christmas and take a little break from the wars and the hostilities and the anger and the divisions. And that's kind of my prayer for today. I hope we all can repent and do better, but I also hope we can lay down our weapons. Is that let's set aside our differences. We don't need to argue and fight. And can't we go around the dinner table today and just not make it politically motivated or religious, divisions. We could talk about how grateful we are and talk about God. And even if there's an atheist in the room, or even if there's people who don't believe in God, or even if there's people who have different religions, some are Baptist, some are Protestant, some are Mormon, some are Presbyterian, some are Catholic, some are Jehovah's Witnesses, some are whatever. Some just don't want, can't we all just set aside and say, you know what, we are jointly grateful for such prosperity in America that we have, you know, wet plumbing and running water, hot water, that we have air conditioning in the summer and heat in the winter, that we've got modern day plumbing and modern day electricity. What a blessing these things are. Grateful that we don't have war at our doors or at our shores, that we can, you know what, even though we disagree with somebody politically, that we can, you know, coexist, and we can both go get milk at the same grocery store, and that we can peacefully assemble, and that we can coexist in a peaceful way with one another, and we can agree to disagree agreeably. And man, I even wrote an article about, if you go to libertyroundtable.com, it's a clarion call for civility. You would think at least on Thanksgiving people could do this, Kurt, but as I look across the websites today, I'm concerned. I'm shocked at how the divisions never stop. It's tragic. It's sad. You know, I look at that and I'm shocked, actually.
I was looking at least there's one more little piece from Judge Roy Moore's Twitter feed that I will give you for this Thanksgiving Day. At least it's a breath of fresh air and a hopeful kind of thought to go along with what we wish we could see more of for Thanksgiving. He says, let us also heed the sage advice of President Reagan, who once urged us to use this day of thanks to rededicate ourselves to the preservation of this great nation, the land of the free and the home of the brave. Have a happy and blessed Thanksgiving. Now that's some good stuff as well for this day.
Amen to that. So there's some things that I want to talk about in the next hour. We'll get more into Thanksgiving. I'll look for a couple of good news stories. We'll talk about some of the things that we are thankful for. I mentioned a lot of them, plumbing and electricity. I'm extremely grateful for modern day heating and air conditioning and the ability to have sanitary conditions so stable and good in America. I'm grateful for our founding fathers. I'm grateful for God, family, and country. The example of Roy Moore, in my opinion, is to be honored and duplicated. You know, there's a lot we can do. There's a lot we can be thankful for. But I want to talk about a couple of stories, a couple of experiences in my own life. If any of you want to dial in for Thanksgiving and wish your fellow listeners, your fellow LNRs listeners or whatever, happy Thanksgiving. If you have a point you'd like to make about what you're grateful for this Thanksgiving, we'll talk about a couple of the movies we love to watch around Thanksgiving. We'll do that. You know, there's just a lot to talk about that doesn't have to be political, that doesn't have to divide, that doesn't have to be controversial, really. Although I guess if you want something to be controversial. Kurt, everything is controversial all the time. But I submit to you, and one of the takeaways for Thanksgiving is I'd like to say that doesn't have to be. Kurt? Do you think you can get along with your family on Thanksgiving, even if you might disagree with some of them politically, Kurt? Can you do that? Well, they make it sound like it's impossible to do. I disagree with that. You
know, I agree. You know, it's, I mean, all you've got to do is try to find out, and it's not that hard to find out what they like and what they don't like. And you can talk about those things or ask them to tell you about their favorite things or whatever. And, you know, you'll find that you have some real enjoyment. Like here in the spot where I'm sitting, participating in the program, the sun just barely came over the rise, you know, and so there is some good to be seen, some rays of sunshine in any situation, and all we've got to do is really look for them, and hey, they'll be evident, right?
So the challenge this hour that we have for you, my fellow Americans, is as you go through your Thanksgiving day, we want you to see how many things you can identify that we can agree on, how many things you can identify that you're thankful for, that you say, you know what, they're non-controversial good things. You know what, is the sun appearing in the morning a good thing, a thing to be grateful for and just say, you know what, things are right with the world? Or can we find controversy in that? See? I think that is a great example. I think the idea that we can repent and change. I think the idea that we can forgive is the other side of the repentance coin, right? Can we forgive one another? Is there forgiveness in this world? And if so, how do we work on taking part in that? Oftentimes they say once you learn to forgive, it doesn't even really so much bless the person you forgave as much as it does bless you internally for letting go of the burden, right? So there's so much we can talk about. Hour one in the can, time is going by too fast, but hour two coming up. Sam and Kurt have a lot for you this Thanksgiving. Hopefully it's reflective. Hopefully it's inspiring. Hopefully it's of value to bring Americans together. And most importantly, we wish you a happy Thanksgiving as you spend time promoting God, family, and country. This nation shall endure.